It's public consumption. Why can't we plant a tree next to the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash could be enhanced, could be beautified, could be... So we just started saying 2 days ago, Tehillim, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachazos Benoam Hashem, Ulevakar Beichalo. This world will not allow you to be in the Beis Hashem your whole life. That's not the world you've fallen into. And I use that word fallen literally, because it's not the world you were born into, because it's a fallen world. The Charedim are right. In a perfect world, when you live in Gan Eden, there are no wars to fight, there are no cancers to solve, there are no jobs to perform, there's no professions to earn. You're in a perfect world, and all you do is interact with the Rabbono Shalom spiritually and intellectually. That's it. The whole Tikkun Olam is a product of a fallen world. And of course, that's the end of days. When Mashiach comes and Olam Haba comes and our world is perfected and re-landscaped, no wars, no professions, no doctors, no lawyers, no army, no other pursuit than however you define the Beis Hashem, intellectually, spiritually. But it isn't charity, it isn't ethics, it's simply you directly reacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine an alien movie in which you're being downloaded with this incessant interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole debate is, we live in a fallen world. So one position is, well, let's just superimpose the ideal ethic and continue what we do as we did before. And that's the Haredi approach. And that has that legitimacy, and it's a legitimate approach for those who choose it, as we'll talk about. And in our world, our approach is, we're in a fallen world. Let's try to renovate it. Let's try to improve it for others. Let's try to produce welfare, even in pragmatic terms. So in our world, a few minutes, Mordechai, in our world, we don't really have how many of you will be in the Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. Are you going to really be? I mean, does our culture really celebrate Kol? If I would be in the Haredi world, if I lived in Bnei Brak, I wouldn't be here now. You know what I'd be? I'd be a 50-year-old Kol guy. Because that's what they do. They don't trot you out when you're 25 to be a teacher. And you know what? If I'd be a 50-year-old Kol guy, I'd be 50 times the Talmid Chacham I am. So I would have spent the last 30 years of my life learning feverishly, rather than, so to speak, look at my fingers, wasting my time speaking and teaching and running. And it's a different ethic. It's a different approach. I wasn't zochet to shifti beveis Hashem koimei. Even when I'm in the Beis Hashem, I'm busy with administrating, running the yeshiva, talking, teaching. I'm not sitting there in the corner learning the next blot that I don't know or the next rishon that I don't know. So how many of you, anyone, myself, and none of us, was zochet to shifti beveis Hashem in the classic sense? What we are zelch is levaker bechala, to visit, to come into the shul and daven like a proper person, to learn, to be koveit in latara, to set aside time for tara. That's what we're gunning for. We're gunning for levaker, that during the time that modernity allocates to you, to be in the Beis Hashem, to take it seriously, to walk in with respect, to be drawn to it, to sacrifice time for it. And believe me, in today's world, that is not a given. Close your eyes and think about how many adults you know that actually spend consistent time studying Torah on a daily basis. And you know what? I don't blame anyone for it, because modernity will not hand it to you on a silver platter. You have to fight for it. You have to sacrifice your time. You have to beat your schedule. You have to scrape time that doesn't exist in order to have Kviyas Itim LaTorah. So I don't blame people, because you really have to be a hero. So the goal is Levakar Beicholo. But this is your year. This is the one year. Tonight, when you say it at Maariv, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. This is the year that is most reflective of the ideal way man is meant to lead his life. And if you don't agree with it, it's because we're so far fallen. Listen to what I'm telling you. This is a very important principle. Sometimes you fall so far, you forget you're fallen. Sometimes you're in prison and the bar is invisible. So you can't even imagine that the ideal is to be shifted beveis Hashem, because our ideal has been so diluted and so recalibrated that today's concession becomes tomorrow's ideal. And our ideal is to become a professional and an ideal for all humanity is to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the absence of any other mediating force, in the absence of any other interface. This is our year. This is your year that you can actually fulfill that ideal ethic. Keep that in mind. Doesn't mean you should stop living. Doesn't mean you should stop playing sports. It's part of your neshama, who you are. If you retard or halt your growth and you just allow religion to grow, then religion has nothing to cling to. You have to continue to be healthy people, healthy social lives, healthy. But that focus, that intensity, that unifocus. Sometimes when you want to drill one particular trait and you have to shave some of your other experiences, so don't do it too quickly. We'll help you. We'll guide you. Come and ask us, should I continue to do this? Should I continue to do this? So religion has two moments, guys. Avodas Hashem has two moments. It's the integrated moments where you're out there in your profession, conducting yourself with honesty and integrity, and you're working for public works, Tzarchei Rabbim, and you're working to create a better world, Or LaGoyim, and you're working to create a Kiddush Hashem. All those other areas, you have to take Avodas Hashem and stretch it to every nook and cranny of your life. But being in the Beis Hashem, standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that has to be different. That has to be a unique moment in the lifetime of an Oved Hashem. It's all integrated. It's all holistic. It all makes sense. It's all Avodas Hashem. But standing in the Beis Hashem, talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, reading His Word fervently, not just intellectually, reading His Word fervently, that has to be a moment of expanded religious consciousness. That has to be special. That has to be unique. And we struggle. Should the Beis Medrash be too comfortable? If there's a dress code in the Beis Medrash and everyone has to walk into the Beis Medrash with a hat and tie on, then it's not going to bleed into the rest of your life because it's not who you are outside of the Beis Medrash. So we want things to be casual. But if it's too casual and you just walk in with too casual and say, we don't want you to wear shorts in the Beis Medrash, so then it's not special. So where do you draw the line between special and unique and awe-inspiring to make sure it's integrated? That's why you can't plant trees in our bodies. It has to be that distinct. And remember, unlike Lahavdil Greek mythology, where the temples are detached from reality on Mount Olympus, the power and the glory of Judaism is that it's tethered to reality in the middle of the capital city, in the middle of reality, political reality, day-to-day life, day-to-day intercourse, day-to-day interaction. Religion doesn't flee from reality. Religion doesn't have to be shaded or shielded from reality. It redeems reality. But all of a sudden, start planting and landscaping and building houses and towns just to have that sense that you inspired, this is somewhere different. This is a, so to speak, barren mountain which is endowed with divine presence. And I'm walking away from homes. Rashi says it's not just prohibited to plant trees. You can't even put a home there. It has to be that mountain that you ascend to. Lo sita l'chashera kol eitz. No trees, no human conventions. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are human conventions insignificant? Of course not. That's why we live in Yerushalayim, metaphorically and literally. That's why we interact. But when you walk into the Beis Medrash, when you walk into davening, this year, think about the metaphor, this year versus the rest of your life, the Beis HaMikdash versus the rest of Yerushalayim. It's all Kadosh. But there's something special about that intense, focused concentration of Beis HaMikdash, no trees, no homes. Okay? So every day we'll talk a little bit about this. Obviously, food for thought. Today was an introduction. I'll try to make it a little bit more grounded, like a midah to think about today. Generosity, selflessness, sarcasm, whatever. I'll try to talk about midos as well. But I want to get you guys thinking about